Now he says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Now, here is a most unusual famine. God had given them his word, and they had rejected it. They had despised it. They had turned aside. Now he says that day is coming when you're not going to hear it. In other words, the day is coming when no longer will they hear the word of God. Now, I hear a great many people today mourn and bemoan the fact that so many of the great churches of this country, great downtown churches, have turned from the word of God. Most of them have had to close shop. They're just barely operating, many of them operating in the red. No longer is that word of God being given out in real Bible teaching. Now, there's a lot of things called Bible teaching that actually is not that at all. At least in my judgment, it's not that. So those churches, many of them have closed and they've lost their influence. Those that have even stayed open, they've lost their influence, lost their drawing power. Now, what is happening is this. God says to any church or any nation, if I've given you the word of God and you don't hear it, then I'll withdraw it. And that's what he's done. And you can deplore the fact all you want to about some of these churches today that have gone modern. They no longer hear the word of God. Well, what did they do with it when they heard it? Many of them rejected it and turned their back upon it. And there came a famine of the word of God. As a result, very little of the word of God actually is getting out in this land today, where there is a Gideon Bible in every room in every hotel and motel of the country. Nearly everyone has a Bible, but who's studying it? Who's believing it? Who's reading it today? That's the important thing, and I think that we're beginning to see the famine of the word of God in this land. Now, will you notice, they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and they shall not find it. And today, we get any number of letters here from different areas of this country. They say, we've had no Bible teaching in our town or our community for years. Bible teaching is something brand new to a great many people. Why? The famine's already set in, friends, in this land of ours. And we believe that although we appeal to a minority of a minority, that is, we have to appeal to Christians, but how many Christians today really want to study the Word of God? So we appeal to a minority of a minority. But today, we feel like the most important thing we can do, in fact, it's the only thing that we can do, is to give out the Word. Now, will you listen? Verse 13, in that day, now here we are back at that day, shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. Now, Joel has already spoken of that, that there would be a day coming when it would be like that. Isaiah spoke of it, that even the young man would faint. And Amos makes it clear that it's for the word of God. Verse 14, they that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth. Now, many took an oath by Samaria. And that was a common Oriental practice. I understand today that in that land that a man takes an oath by even a trip to Mecca or takes an oath by one of these mosques. It's a custom in that day. Then he says, the manner of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. These were great centers of idolatry at this particular time.